Second stop. Standing in this dark, narrow and foul-smelling passage gives an idea of what life in Nottingham must have been like on the eve of the Reform riots. The town was filled with back-to-back houses, arranged around narrow courts. Construction was bad and sanitation crude. Most alleys like this one would have been filled with the stench of open sewers, a smell which still might linger in the air. But Nottingham had not long been this mighty prison of bricks and mortar. Less than a century before, it was described very differently, for example by Daniel Defoe in his book, A Tour Through the Whole Island of Great Britain.
Nottingham is one of the most pleasant and beautiful towns in England.
Whether or not Nottingham really was such an idyllic place is not the issue today. By the late 18th century, the garden town was sinking into slime as the growth of the textile industry resulted in the rapid expansion of the population. But whilst most towns, which became industrial centres, grew not only in population but also in area, Nottingham did not. By 1831, 50,000 were crammed into the same space where less than 10,000 had lived a century before. You can get some idea of the changes by looking at the two maps in your handout. Within less than a century, most of what used to be gardens had been replaced by desolate housing. The town stayed cramped in what were essentially its medieval boundaries, as it was surrounded by land to which various people claimed inviolable property rights. To the west and to the east there were the estates of the Duke of Newcastle, Lord Middleton and the Musters family, whilst in the north and in the south the burgesses and freemen were clinging on to their rights on the not very common fields. This left the vast majority of the town's inhabitants living in slum housing. Friedrich Engels referred to housing in Nottingham in his classic work The Condition of the Working Classes.
In Nottingham, there are in all 11,000 houses, of which between 7,000 and 8,000 are built back to back. A single privy usually serves for several houses. The air simply cannot escape.
Many of these houses were also workshops, thumping with the noise of hosiery and lace workers' frames, employing the majority of Nottingham's workers. The 19th century historian William Felkin enables us to glimpse into the life of a woman worker in Leicester.
He found a female at work between 9 and 10 at night. Her husband was at work up the stepladder over the kitchen place. Her age she stated to be 53. She had the appearance of being 70. There were bones, sinews and skin, but no appearance of flesh. She had been the mother of 15 children. Her clear earnings were about 2 shillings, 6 pence weekly. The rent of the frame was 1 shilling, 6 pence a week. The house rent was 2 shillings, 6 pence a week. It was ill-drained, damp and unhealthy, as were all around it.
In Nottingham, the situation wasn't different. In the 1830s, the bulk of the town's industrial output was not yet produced in factories, but by artisan families in their homes, where everyone worked, regardless of gender or age. In this system of domestic production, the workers were extremely vulnerable, and whenever demand dropped, they were hit hardest. With the lace industry constantly undergoing violent fluctuations, and the hosiery industry being in almost permanent depression, average earnings were falling, whilst prices were rising. Artisans were forced to work longer and longer hours to be able to afford survival, and women workers were under even more pressure as there was a vast gender gap in the rates of pay. Desolate housing, almost constant malnutrition, and working on the cramping frames resulted in the majority of workers undergoing rapid physical deterioration from an early age. At only 22, life expectancy in Nottingham was 7 years less than national average. In the worst areas of the town, it was as low as 14 or 15. In parts of St Anne's, it touched 11 years, the lowest rate recorded in the British Empire. In a nutshell, the artisan families lived a life of grinding, stupefying toil, and their misery ran like a dirty thread through Nottingham's industrial life.
Walk out the Poultry Arcade, cross the tram lines and walk towards the crossroads, Clumber Street, Pelham Street, Long Row, High Street.